I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Liz Montgomery is reporting for Porcupine Soup that a New York State Supreme Court judge has ordered a tire dump on State Route 81 to be shut down. But as of September 19th, 6 days after the deadline set by the court for all tires to be removed, tires still cover portions of the property. On August 30th, Justice Richard Mott signed an order against Green Tire Recycling, permanently prohibiting them from operating a tire dump business at 1113 and 1131 State Route 81 in Climax. The dump contains thousands of tires, and according to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, does not have a permit to operate despite its ongoing operation since 2020. Mott's made his ruling after the town of Coxsackie took steps to close the dump, contending the facility is in violation of New York State Property Maintenance Code, New York State Fire Code, Coxsackie Town Code, and Coxsackie Town Zoning Law. Property owners Corey Mergendahl, Sharon Lampman, and Shane Foster had until July 29th to respond to the complaint, but none of them appeared or submitted a response. The trio also failed to respond to notices of violation from the town of Coxsackie that were sent this spring. Their inaction ultimately led to the town taking the matter to the state Supreme Court. The town will next seek court-ordered sanctions, specifically allowing the town of Coxsackie and or the DEC to remove the tires, refuse, junk, and garbage, then adding the cost of that cleanup to the property tax bill owed to Greene County. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Bard College announced last week it has received $3.2 million to permanently endow the Keith Haring Fellowship in Art and Activism, an annual faculty position within the Center for Curatorial Studies graduate program and the undergraduate Human Rights program. The endowment is made possible by a grant of $800,000 from the Keith Haring Foundation and matching funds from the Mariel Eus Hessel Foundation and benefactor George Soros, the college said. First launched in 2014, the fellowship embodies the shared commitment of Bard and the Keith Haring Foundation, and it, quote, also speaks to the historic relationship between the college and Keith Haring, which is further honored with CCS Bard's permanent reinstallation of a wall drawing the artist created in an act of spontaneity while visiting the campus in 1981, unquote. In conjunction with the gift and reinstallation, Bard announced that writer Haytham L. Wardney has been named the 2022-2023 recipient of the Keith Haring Fellowship. L. Wardney will be in residence on campus during the spring semester to teach and conduct research. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And Barbara Reyna reports for the Times Union that Pearling resident Eric Morabito, the so-called walking man, began his ninth annual 220-mile walk for children on September 16th from his home in Greene County. Walking up Route 32, his 9-day trek takes him through Glenmont, New Lebanon, and into Massachusetts, bringing him to Boston by September 24th. Quote, I start out the first day with 35 miles, 3 days of 30, then 20, and the last 2 days walking 11 and 12 miles, taking it easy at the end, unquote, he said. This year, Morabito is raising money for the Shriners Hospital for Children in Springfield, Boston, Philadelphia, and Erie, the Ronald McDonald House of the Capital Region, and the Cypress Shriners Transportation Fund. He is dedicating the walk this year to Christopher, a teenager from the Catskills who was severely burned as an infant. Christopher has had more than 14 surgeries to date, some at Shriners Children's Boston. He also has been a patient at Albany Med for a neurological issue and stayed at the local Ronald McDonald House. Morabito took his first walk in 2014 with the support of the Shriners. Quote, it was supposed to be a one and done, unquote, he said. Quote, after I did it the first time, I didn't even know if I'd survive. That's why I dubbed it Springfield or Bust. One of my lodge brothers said, quote, next year we'll do better, unquote. So I thought I'll try it again next year, and here I am 9 years later still going at it, unquote. Morabito started his walking regimen for health reasons, and now at 59, his personal health improvement plan has evolved into one that helps others. Morabito is already planning next year's walk, his 10th, which he said will be his last. Quote, I'd like to do the walk 10 times with the goal of raising a total of $100,000, unquote. He has raised just under $68,000 so far. Read the full story in the Times Union. And go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories.